In the gospel reading today, we're told that when the apostles went to the mountain that our Lord had told them to go, that they worshiped him, but some still doubted. In other words, not a whole lot unlike a lot of us. We're here, we worship the Lord, and yet we really have to ask ourselves honestly, is it 100%? Are there any lingering doubts in the back of my mind somewhere? Do I really give myself 100% to Jesus? Most of us, if we're honest, would probably have to say, no. Most, yes, but 100%? I don't know. In other words, there's still some lingering doubts. If Jesus is God, if he is the Savior of the world, if he is the Savior of your soul, why would you hold back even the slightest, tiniest little bit? Well, because we're not certain. Because we want to hedge our bets. Just in case he really is God, well, I want to worship him. But just in case he's not, I don't want to give myself 100%. There isn't going to be an option. It's 100% one way or the other. So if we're not giving ourselves 100% to the Lord, then we have to ask ourselves, who are we giving ourselves to? Because there isn't anyone else. Remember, St. Peter made that absolutely clear. There is no other name given to us under heaven by which we will be saved. None. But do we really believe that? Yeah, up here. How about down here? What's going on in the heart? Are we just not quite sure? So let's look at it a different way. He said to his apostles, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Satan looked at him and said, all the kingdoms of the world have been given to me. Big deal. Because guess what's going to happen to the earth? It's going to be gone. There is going to be a last day on which the earth is going to exist. All the kingdoms of the earth will be gone. In fire. Poof. Gone. All power in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. And so there really are only two options. It's either Jesus or Satan, and I keep pointing that out. If we're hedging our bets, then we're leaning towards Satan. Yeah, Satan has a kingdom right now. And it isn't going to last for long. He's going to get that vile, disgusting, despicable head of his squished by an incredible woman, and he will be done. She serves her son 100%. There is no doubt in her mind who he is, and she gave herself literally, wholeheartedly to him. So now it's our turn. There really are only two options. As I keep pointing out to people, the devil doesn't care what lie you buy. He'll tell you 1,000 lies as long as it's not the truth. There is only one truth, and that truth is a person. I am the way, the truth, and the life, he said. So the truth is a person. So there are thousands of lies. Whatever you want. Buddha? Muhammad? Zoroaster? The 330 million gods of the Hindus? You name it, Satan will be happy to give it to you. As long as it's not the truth. Oh, he'll even give you a lot of truth as long as you're willing to buy error. We don't want a lot of truth. because Jesus isn't a lot of truth. Jesus is the truth, 100%. No falsehood, no lies, no deception, the truth, period. So if we're trying to find something a little different, or we're just not sure, then we're not giving ourselves to Jesus. Not the real one. There are lots of fake ones out there. Lots of people calling themselves Christian who are pushing a fake Jesus. There isn't a fake Jesus. There is only one Jesus. And we can't try to tap dance our way around the truth. People have made quite an art of being able to do exactly that. It doesn't work. We can all tap dance our way right into hell if that's what we're going to do. Why? Why would you ever even want to risk the possibility? So it really comes down to making that act of faith. Do you really believe in who he is? We could say, well, we're all here, aren't we? We're here to worship the Lord. Exactly what happened to the 11 apostles. They were all there, and they all worshiped him, and some doubted. That's what we have to look at in our own heart. Is there any doubt? Any doubt? Because if it is, we need to get rid of it, so that we can be wholeheartedly for the Lord. The Lord is wholeheartedly for you. That's what he's looking at now from us. So that's the choice we have to make. Not in your head, in your heart. You know the truth up here, now you need to embrace it down here. So that's what he's looking for. Not just whether you know the truth, whether you are going to live it. Not just whether you're going to worship him, because there are a lot of people who give him lip service, but their hearts are far from him, he said. He's looking for your heart, not your brain. The two have to work together. You need to have the truth in your head, but you're not going to be saved by your head. It is by your heart. You notice that we do not have any kind of devotion to the sacred mind of Jesus. It is the sacred heart. He gave you his heart. And now he's asking that we would love God with our whole heart and soul and strength. He gave you his heart. He wants yours.